Just Us. A Guardian Story, written by Frithin Thorns and read by Calicuria. This story contains the pairing Shen Wei, Zha Yunlan, has been rated for audiences teen and up, and has been tagged Graphic Depictions of Violence. Summary. Zha Yunlan was attacked. Shen Wei does not deal with this well. Additional tags for established relationship, hurt comfort, angst, rescue, emotions are difficult. Reader's notes. I am so sorry for how I'm sure I'm mangling the tones in everyone's names. The worst of it was his own fault. Zha Yunlan kept remembering that, and wondering why he'd been enough of an idiot to do what he would have yelled for hours at his team for, and checked out a potential clue without bringing backup. Yes, he'd been in the area already, but mostly he'd been impatient, and Shen Wei had been busy at the university and couldn't come with him. Not excuses he would have let anyone else in the SID get away with. Now, among ruins somewhere outside the city, tied to something ominously resembling an altar, bruised and aching, Zha Yunlan wished very much he was better at following his own protocols. The group holding him were definitely Di Xingren, very uninterested in conversation, apart from the variety delivered via fists. From overheard bits and pieces, Zha Yunlan gathered that they were Yezhen groupies, some holdout sect that had been lying low the past few months. Apparently, being dead didn't stop Yezhen from causing problems. Large problems. Potentially lethal problems. The lack of conversation opportunities didn't dissuade Zha Yunlan from trying his best. "If you tell me what you want, I'm sure we can negotiate," he had started with. Worked his way up to, "You won't get away with this. The SID will find you soon, and the black-cloaked envoy." That finally got a stuttering second of reaction from one of his captors. He pressed his advantage. "We have a very close relationship with the envoy, you know. He's going to be extremely angry. I wouldn't want to be in the way." "Shut up," said the one who seemed to be the leader, and punched Zha Yunlan hard in the stomach. Tied down as he was, Zha Yunlan couldn't curl out of the way. The blow knocked the wind out of him, and he couldn't even cry out from the pain. He twisted his head as far to the side as it would go and struggled not to vomit. "Get on with it," the leader snapped to the others, and the pace of activity of whatever they were setting up increased. Zha Yunlan had been holding on to confidence until then out of sheer desperation. He tried to keep his grip on it, but it was beginning to slip. He couldn't even breathe properly. The beating earlier had left him with what he suspected were broken ribs. The possibility was bleakly creeping up on him that he might, in fact, be going to die. And pointlessly, without even the chance to go out fighting. Can you tell me what you actually want?" he pleaded, finally. One of them actually stopped and looked at him. Zha Yunlan actually smiled in relief at getting a reaction. His smile faltered on the wicked point of the knife the man was holding. "We want Yezhen back," the man said. "And do you think killing me will get you that?" "It worked before," the man said. "His favored disciples, they managed it."
"And then what?" Zha Yunlan demanded. "Even if this worked, what then? Do you think Yezhen cares about you at all? Have you noticed how all his other favored disciples wound up dead?"
Something broke and flickered in the man's face.
"Yezhen will tell us what to do," he said.
Zha Yunlan groaned softly. "Fuck," he said. Why was he surprised that the SID was still mopping up after people like this? Yezhen took those with little hope to begin with, and then twisted them until everything they had left was bound up with him, and then he'd gone and deserted them by dying. Small wonder the most desperate of his followers were still clinging to the hope of bringing him back.
"Do it now," the leader ordered.
There was going to be no changing their minds. But Zha Yunlan tried, even though gathering breath to talk brought continual pain, because he couldn't not.
"Look, have you..."
The followers stood in a circle, with Zha Yunlan as one edge of the ring. The man with the knife leaned over him,
and raised the knife. Shen Wei appeared inside the circle. The black-cloaked envoy appeared inside the circle, dark portal blooming like a thunderstorm. There was a frozen moment of silence. The disciple with the knife slammed the point down into Zhao Yunlan's chest. For an instant, Zhao Yunlan didn't register anything at all beyond absolute shock, all input overloaded and shorted out. Shen Wei raised his palm and hurled dark energy. Zhao Yunlan felt its passage through the air, tearing past just above his skin with the force of a high-speed train. It hit the disciple square in the chest and sent him flying, spinning, then crashing against the remains of a wall. He hit the floor and rolled to a very final-looking stop. Zhao Yunlan still hadn't breathed. He knew when he did it was going to be bad. He fought to turn his head, seeking Shen Wei's eyes within the darkness of his hood and mask. Some of the disciples behind him reached for knives of their own. Shen Wei snarled something wordless and flung out more dark energy, a cresting wave of it, crashing down in all directions except for the one which held Zhao Yunlan. Inefficient, brutal, roughly throwing everyone from their feet. The leader of the disciples was tough, or very stupid. He'd barely hit the floor when he was clawing himself up, drawing back his arm to attack with whatever Dixing power he was equipped with. Zhao Yunlan finally drew in a breath, to shout, to warn, but the movement of things inside his chest was wrong. It was agony. Everything blacked out. It must have been for a second only, because when his vision cleared, Shen Wei and the disciple's leader were fighting, swinging around each other in a swirl of dark energy and dark robes. Something was wrong with the picture. Shen Wei was using no finesse, no restraint. He was simply attacking, every line in his body blazing with fury, every blow weighted with lethal power. He wasn't looking for a surrender, hadn't even offered that option, not after Zhao Yunlan had been stabbed. Zhao Yunlan tried to take another breath. The awful feeling which resulted told him the knife had gone through a lung, because he absolutely wasn't supposed to feel the movement of air like that. Shen Wei, he wanted to shout, but only succeeded in moving his lips. Shen Wei caught the disciple's leader full on, a lance of dark energy plunging into the side of his head. He dropped, unmoving. No one else is moving, either. That backwash of energies. Zhao Yunlan could only manage to get oxygen in short, shallow pants. He couldn't speak at all. Shen Wei surveyed the tableau, blankly. Then he strode across to where Zhao Yunlan was tied to the altar. Shen Wei, Zhao Yunlan tried, again, and this time he managed to say it, although it was still barely a whisper. Shen Wei stared at him for an instant, eyes wide and shocked behind the mask. Zhao Yunlan, he said, I'm sorry, this will hurt, and he wrapped his hand around the hilt of the knife. Zhao Yunlan managed a fractional nod. He knew. Shen Wei pulled the knife out with one hand in a single smooth motion and thrust the other hand over the ragged hole in Zhao Yunlan's chest where blood immediately bubbled up around his fingers. And he healed. It felt nothing at all like the other times Shen Wei had healed him. This was a blunt force approach. Shen Wei simply poured energy into his body, untempered. Zhao Yunlan was unable to even gasp as his broken ribs slammed back together. His punctured lungs sucked in air. His skin sewed itself shut. Abruptly, he could breathe. Shen Wei, he said. Shen Wei didn't react, breathing in short gulps himself. His dark energy was still flooding through Zhao Yunlan, a deluge, terrifyingly uncontrolled. Shen Wei, he shouted, thrashing against the ropes holding him, his voice rising even as it cracked. Xiao Wei, stop! Shen Wei jerked as if he'd been asleep, and finally looked into Zhao Yunlan's face. The dark energy torrent wrenched to a stop. Zhao Yunlan, Shen Wei said, slowly, as if dazed, blinking. Are you...
Untie me,
Zhao Yunlan said. Shen Wei reached for the knots. After a brief struggle, he raised his hand as if to simply slice through them, and then stopped, returned to using his fingers, though his hands were shaking so badly that Zhao Yunlan could feel it through his entire body. The bindings holding his arms finally fell away. Zhao Yunlan sat up, and wordlessly struggled with Shen Wei for control of the knots binding his legs. He eventually succeeded in pushing away Shen Wei's ineffective help and got them undone himself. Shen Wei turned away from him. Xia Yinlan urgently swung his legs down and stood, bracing for pain, but none came. "Shen Wei," he said. "Hey," and grabbed Shen Wei's black-clad shoulder. He'd used more force than he'd meant to, but still he wasn't expecting it when Shen Wei buckled under the pressure and folded to his knees on the ground. Xia Yinlan dropped down with him. His first fear was that Shen Wei was hurt, had taken an injury in the fight, and his second fear was that Shen Wei had expended too much of his energy, and his third... Shen Wei didn't look at him.
"Shen Wei,"
Xia Yinlan said, and then turned it into demand.
"Shen Wei!"
Shen Wei gave a small, angry shrug. Xia Yinlan grabbed a fistful of black robe and pulled. Shen Wei, not expecting the move, wasn't braced against it, and tipped enough that Xia Yinlan could get his arms right around Shen Wei's shoulders and hold on, tightly.
"Shen Wei,"
he said, now quietly. Shen Wei was shivering. Xia Yinlan held him tighter. Gradually, Shen Wei's head came down against Xia Yinlan's shoulder, the embroidery on the hood pressing ridges into Xia Yinlan's cheek. That was better, even if he wasn't sure what to do next. They could just sit here for a while. That was fine. Sit here and not think about what would have happened if Shen Wei hadn't appeared at the moment he did. The visceral memory of it had him sitting upright without meaning to, and pressing his fingers against his chest. "Xia Yinlan." That finally had Shen Wei turning urgently towards him. "Are you..."
"I'm fine,"
Xia Yinlan said, trying unsuccessfully to thrust away the recollection of how it had felt, with the knife inside of him.
"I'm fine. Fine."
Shen Wei's mouth was twisting tightly. Xia Yinlan glanced down at himself and winced to see the amount of blood soaked into his wreck of a shirt. And he couldn't stop himself. He looked over at the bodies still lying in a rough circle. The uncovered portion of Shen Wei's face went very still and blank. It was no good not being able to see him properly. Xia Yinlan pushed Shen Wei's hood down to his shoulders, then pulled the mask up and off. His efforts left Shen Wei blinking at him, his hair in disarray, oddly incongruous with the formality of his envoy robes. "Xia Yinlan," Shen Wei said.
"What?"
"Thank you for the rescue," Xia Yinlan said. Shen Wei flinched. "I came late."
"If you'd been late, I'd be dead,"
Xia Yinlan pointed out.
"You were stabbed,"
Shen Wei snapped, with only a fraction of the anger he'd previously displayed, but it was nonetheless enough to make him cut himself off sharply, appalled, and take a breath before continuing.
"You nearly did die, don't you know?"
"Yes," Xia Yinlan ground out.
"Of course I know."
Because he had felt the knife go in, hadn't he? Felt his lungs struggle and fail to expand around it. Felt the terror of knowing he was so close to dying. And now Shen Wei was the one holding him, pressing their foreheads together and saying his name quietly, over and over.
"I'm..."
Xia Yinlan swallowed, sat up by himself again instead of leaning on Shen Wei.
"I'm okay."
Shen Wei frowned at him, obviously disbelieving.
"Fine,"
Xia Yinlan said, suddenly reckless.
"If I'm not okay, then you're also not okay. You lost control, didn't you?"
Shen Wei stiffened and pulled back, and Xia Yinlan decided that no, this time he wasn't in the mood to accept Shen Wei's determination to not acknowledge the landmine in the room.
"Shen Wei, that's what happened, isn't it?"
After several long seconds, during which Xia Yinlan did not back down, Shen Wei finally gave a tiny nod. "Yes," he admitted. He swallowed. "Their lives. I'm entrusted with a duty. They are my people." There was a painful intensity in Shen Wei's voice. Xia Yinlan glanced at the nearest Yixingren.
"Are they definitely all..."
he dared to ask. "Yes," Shen Wei said, very flatly.
They were Yizhen's followers, Zha Yinlan said, knowing even as he did that it wouldn't help. It wouldn't have helped him.
It doesn't matter, Shenhui said. They were still my people. My duty is still to be concerned with their justice. What I did...
He shuddered.
That wasn't justice.
Nothing Zha Yinlan said would change that. Trying to persuade him otherwise would only be dishonest. Instead, he cupped his hand against the side of Shenhui's face.
I love you.
Shenhui shook his head slightly, aiming to dislodge him, but Zha Yinlan wouldn't let him.
I don't... That isn't... That shouldn't be relevant,
Shenhui said.
Oh, well then, Zha Yinlan said. If it shouldn't be.
Shenhui looked at him, finally meeting his eyes properly.
Zha Yinlan, he said, faintly disapproving. I love you,
Zha Yinlan said.
You saved me. I'm glad you did.
I'm glad too, Shenhui said, in a desperate rush. But Zha Yinlan put his hand over Shenhui's mouth. Shenhui managed to look offended.
Nope,
Zha Yinlan said.
Enough, okay? You panicked and that scares you. I get it. But just please stop now.
He couldn't bear to hear Shenhui regret saving his life. After a moment, Shenhui reluctantly nodded. Zha Yinlan removed his hand.
I love you,
Shenhui said.
Good, Zha Yinlan said. Finally a comment I will accept.
He was rewarded with a brief flicker of a smile. Shenhui made no move to get up. Zha Yinlan leaned back against him, putting an arm around him, and Shenhui reciprocated.
We should, Shenhui began, and trailed off.
Soon, Zha Yinlan told him, when they had gathered themselves, and he didn't really know how to deal with this, any of this, nor, clearly, did Shenhui. Instead, he just kept his arm around Shenhui, and they both held on. The end. Thanks for listening.